You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools. Put the go in all your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Now through December 4th, get 40% off any Constant Contact marketing plan for 3 months. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and get started today.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
8:14, 8:15 now on this Tuesday morning before Thanksgiving. District Attorney Jason Williams joins us now. Hey, Jason, how are you?
I'm good. Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
I'm okay, sir. Thank you for taking the time with us. Let's get right to business. Talk about this French Quarter shooting and ankle monitors and so forth. Give me, as they say, the facts of the case, if you will, please.
So you've got three perpetrators that we know of at this point. They've been identified by the NOPD, do some very diligent work in the use of some force multipliers in the sense of Project NOLA, Brian Lagarde, the network of crime cameras, was able to quickly identify people and cars that were involved in this thing. One has been detained. Two are at large. They should be considered armed and dangerous. We are using every open source piece of intelligence that we can find to identify anyone who assists these two men in any way, a ride, a car, a piece of bread. So we're looking at social media, we're looking at cameras, we're looking at license plate readers. So I just want to warn any family and friends who think they're just helping someone out of a tough situation and they're committing a crime if they assist these two in any way.
And to be clear, we're talking about Daniel Miorana and Daryl Adams, right?
That's correct. His brother, Nicholas Miorana, is in custody now.
And you said considered armed and dangerous. You know, I saw you say, Jason, when this all happened, you don't want thoughts and prayers. You want tips and leads, right? How has that been working out?
It's working out really well. You know, New Orleans is a very small place. Everyone knows everyone. People know the flavor snowball you had in the middle of the day by the evening, by the time you get home. The information is going to come in. This is going to be found out. I just would hate for someone who is ignorant of the law to ruin their life because these three men have ruined theirs. And that's exactly what's going to happen. We've identified some creative charging structures. We're looking at a terrorism statute for anybody that engages in a mass shooting, because I believe that is, in fact, terrorism, which bumps up the accessory after the fact, aiding and abetting, but bumps up the time they would serve significantly from 5 years to double-digit years if anyone assists these two in any way.
Is the U.S. Marshal's Office operating on this or not, Jason, or do you want to say?
This is an all-hands-on-deck piece. Big thanks goes out to the FBI, the U.S. Marshal's Services, and Louisiana State Police. Everyone has been helping out Chief Ann on this. Lieutenant Andrew Waldron is one of the best police officers on the NOPD, son of veteran retired Judge Dennis Waldron. He knows his way around the law. He knows how to do it fair. He knows how to do it right. And we're going to find these men.
Let's talk about the ankle monitoring piece of this, if you will, please, and what happened.
Sure. So we, using the evidence that we had available, prosecuted Nicholas Miorana earlier this year. We were only able to get a conviction that led to probation. To my dismay, I wanted him to be in custody. That wasn't available. I know that some critics have said, well, why would he get probation for felon with a firearm? Well, the answer to that, Tommy, is you got constructive possession and you got actual possession. The officers who investigated that case, the charge was that he illegally discharged a firearm and he was a felon, so he was also charged with felon possession of a firearm. The issue is the officer investigating that case did not pick up the casings or secure the video footage of the shooting.
Wait, Jason.
And there was no gun.
Slow down a little bit, because I want you to explain that again, because I know you've taken some heat. And I'll say, Rafael Goyeneche was saying the case shouldn't have been pled down, and I don't want to, you know, pit one against the other, but I just want the facts to get out there. And look, let me just get on my soapbox for a minute here. You can go back all the way in terms of this French Quarter shooting and say, well, you can go back to the way this, these people were raised and where did they break bag and decided, right, that led to this eventually. Or you can say, and we'll get to that after the break, about the ankle monitor and the judge should have put out the order to have them picked up. But I think it might be a little bit disingenuous, with all due respect, to go back and say, well, the case shouldn't have been pled down, when the facts of the case are, and go ahead and repeat that part about the investigation and the casings, because I think that's a very important part of this.
So the person was charged with illegal discharge of a weapon, and then when they found out that he was a felon, he was later charged with felon possession of a firearm. However, no firearm was ever seized from this individual. The casings could not be matched to any weapon and were not properly stored. And the video footage, which we would have absolutely used to get the mandatory minimum sentence on felon with a firearm, just wasn't seized from the hotel to show that that was him in that parking lot. And that's not a case we can prove in court. You know, and so we were left with the evidence that we had, and we got the most serious convictions we could get. You know, I understand, you know, people look at it on paper and you think, oh, well, there's a mandatory minimum there. But we have to have the evidence to present to a jury in order to achieve that goal. And we did. Now, he violated the probation that the judge put him on in very short order after getting it. And there was a revocation here. And over my objection, the judge decided to release him back into the community after we had gotten him back in custody for the violation of the probation, and he was released on an ankle monitor.
So the probation really, I hate to say red herring, but it all goes back, again, to the judge, Jason, as I understand this, because he violated probation even before this ankle monitoring thing, and the judge released him again. Accurate?
That's it. Those are the facts of this particular case.
All right, let me take a break. I want to pick it up on ankle monitoring when we come back, all right?
Sure.
Jason Williams, New Orleans District Attorney, 821. Quick look at traffic now, WWL. 825, quickly back to Jason Williams, New Orleans District Attorney. So Nicholas Marana, 28, he's in jail. One count of second-degree murder, three counts of attempted murder for the spray of bullets in the French Quarter on Thursday afternoon. And he was out after a plea bargain was made for a felon in conviction of in possession of a firearm. I'm trying to race through this, Jason. Correct me if I'm saying anything wrong. The case was less than strong, so you got what you could. But even with that, he violated parole after the plea bargain, and the judge, Leon Roche, let him out again, correct? And put him on an ankle monitor?
Yeah. Yeah, that's absolutely correct. I mean,
so
after that violation, after that violation, he was put back in custody where he stayed for several months of this year. And then over our objection, the judge denied the revocation and then put him on the ankle monitor 24 hours house arrest, where he continued to violate the terms of the conditions of that release. And he was violating the terms and conditions of that release when he drove that car into the French Quarter with those other two men in it.
So was this a Matt Dennis ankle monitor, or was the judge made aware, do you know, Jason, of the fact that this Marana was violating? Go ahead.
This was an ASAP ankle bracelet that Matt Dennis's company owns.
So I know the judge knew it, right?
Yeah, I mean, Mr. Dennis has said that over 40 different violations were reported to the court, and I believe that when there's a single violation reported to the court, when the court gets that, they're basically being told, this person is not doing or living up to the things that you have required, and I believe that should be an immediate revocation regardless of the charge, regardless of the violation. Because this is a second chance. This person was already on probation. The case was less than perfect, and that's fine. Every case isn't perfect. We have to deal with what we have to. But when a person gets on probation, that's a different status. And if they don't do anything right, and we get him back in custody, they should remain in custody under violation of that.
So he was released over your objection. Then after that, if we're looking for where the system failed, Matt Dennis's ankle monitor worked. How many violations did you say?
At least 40. Mr. Dennis, I think, has indicated there were more days of violations than there were actual compliance
and
days.
And I know Matt Dennis, and I know damn well that he notified the judge. I'd be willing to bet my house on it. I don't have any evidence in front of me, but knowing the reputation of ASAP that and the way Matt Dennis does his business, that the judge was made aware of this 40 times before the French Quarter shooting. That's what we're saying, right?
I've seen the documentation. Matt Dennis did everything that was required of him and actually went above and beyond what the law actually requires to make notification to the court.
So it would be hard, Jason, for me to look at anybody in this chain of events to point the finger at other than the judge. Am I wrong in presuming that?
You know, obviously the men who made the choice to fire weapons are the ones at fault. But we have to, when we have an opportunity, if someone has proven that they're not deserving of a second chance or probation, it's time to lock them up. That's not harsh. That's not mean. That's not cruel. That's just the law. And I think it's fairly simple. It's just accountability.
So I want to be clear. To be clear, the guy, after you plea bargained the case, he violated his probation. He was back in custody. You wanted him to stay there. Judge Leon Roche, correct me if I'm saying anything wrong, let him out. After he let him out on an ankle monitor, he violated the ankle monitor 40 times. Matt Dennis notified Judge Roche of this, but yet he was still out on the street and committed allegedly this French Quarter shooting. And I say allegedly because he hasn't been convicted yet. And you've seen
correct.
The documentation that Judge Roche was notified, and it was up to Judge Roche, correct me if I'm wrong, at any point during these 40 violations and notifications to say, that's it, go pick him up.
That's exactly what the court record says.
Okay. So what happens from here?
You know, and he was wearing the ankle monitor when he committed this crime, which tells you what he thought of the ankle monitor. You know, I mean, let's just factor out what we're doing to the culture here. If someone is going to commit a crime and they're going to wear the ankle monitor, they are certain that there's not a ramification of where they go in terms of violating the geographical boundaries.
So you have evidence, I would think, from Matt Dennis putting him at the crime scene.
That was part of the technological force multiplier that was able to identify this suspect.
All right, real quick before we let you go, Jason, I'm glad you cleared all this up. If somebody does have any information about any of these people, what do they do?
They call Crime Stoppers, they call the NOPD, and if they do anything to assist, aid, or abet, they will be prosecuted as well, and that they will be tied to the terrorism statute as well.
And to be clear, you're saying armed and dangerous, right?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Jason. I appreciate your time. Hoping your mom and everybody, the whole family, have a nice Thanksgiving, all right?
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Tom, and the whole WWL family.
Thank you, sir. Jason Williams, DA. We'll talk with a medical director and owner of Kronos Wellness, Dr. Mae Scott, about the Biden administration and weight loss drugs and more when we come back, 8:30, time for WWL First News.